如果这五百九十个重大的预言
So if there are 590 important prophecies
我们要问说有多少个预言已经应验了呢
How many of these prophecies have been fulfilled already?
那这个就有应验率了
And now you have a fulfillment
rate 你就知道圣经里的应验率是多高的
And you know how high the fulfillment rate of the Bible is
所以我们可以这样说在五百九十个 major event 里面
Within these 590 major events
有五百七十个重大的事件已经应验。
570 of them have already been fulfilled.
所以它的应验率是大概97%-98%。
So its fulfillment rate is 97%-98%.
但是不要忘记，这证明说，那其他20个预言是正在应验当中。
And then the other 20 prophecies are in the process of being fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，如果这样应验率，那没有话说的。
So with this fulfillment rate, you have no words to say.
的确证明圣经是神的话。
It shows that the Bible is the word of God.
另一面也告诉我们说，自从神创造宇宙以后。
It also shows us that ever since God created the universe.
在他的话语里面，告诉我们神重大的工作是五百九十件重大的工作。
We see that God has 590 major things.
现在如果神只剩下二十件。
So if God has only 20 things left,
神已经完成了570个重大的工作。
He has already completed 570.
或者神已经完成了970个重大的工程。
Or
工程
百
五百五百七十个重大的。
Or if he has completed 570 major major projects.
所以这就告诉我们什么？就告诉我们神的工作很快就要完成。
This tells us that God's work is almost complete.
我们作为一个基督徒
As a Christian,
我们当然相信圣经是神的话
Of course we believe that the Bible is the word of God.
但是我们最重要的问一个问题
But we must ask one question.
自从神创造宇宙天地以来
After God created the heavens and the earth,
他有许多事要做
There are many things he wanted to do.
现在我们问一个问题是不是神的工作快完成
So we ask, is God's work almost complete?
如果神的工作快完成
If his work is almost complete,
那时间就到了尽头。
That means that time has reached its end.
所以证明说主很快的就要回来了。
It shows us that God is going to return.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is a very important matter.
所以我们知道说，在五百九十个重大事件里面，你看见说有五百七十件已经应验。
So you see that in these 590 major events, 570 have already.
现在你只剩下二十件没有应验。
There are only 20 things that have not been fulfilled.
当然其中当然就包括主要回来以前教会的情绪。
And some of it involves with the condition of the church before the Lord returns.
那现在我们要知道，在这两一千八百的预言里
，Now we have to know that in these 1,800 prophecies,
就好像天体运动起来的时候，很多很多点。
It's like the many points that are in the universe.
但是你看，所有 heavenly body movement， 所有在天上的天体的运动，它一定有一定的轨迹的。
So you know that the heavenly bodies in the universe all have a certain pattern.
你看，所有天上的行星，它动起来都是椭圆运动。
You notice that they are all in an elliptical movement.
如果你注意每一点，你觉得很复杂。
If you look at each point, it looks very complicated.
但是如果你注意到，不管什么样运动，它一定是椭圆的。
But you should notice that they all move in an ellipse.
所以什么叫圆周运动？
So what is a circular movement?
它有一个中心的。
It has one center.
所以你看，一个圆周运动，它是围绕一个中心的。
A circular movement goes around one center.
什么叫椭圆运动？
What is an elliptical movement?
它有两个中心。
It has two centers.
有两个 focal points.
It has two foci.
所以我们知道，因为这个缘故，你就能画一个椭圆。
And with these two points, you can draw one.
你在桌子上拿一张纸头。
If you have a sheet of paper.
你拿两个钉子。
You use two tacks.
然后用绳子连着两个的绳，连两个钉子。
You connect them with a string.
那这个绳当然是放松的了。
You allow the string to be loose.
所以这个时候呢，如果你尽量的拿着铅笔撑这个绳子往外撑的话。
If you stretch the string with a pencil.
那一面往外撑，一面你就画。
As you draw with the pencil.
你结果一定画出椭圆来。
You will draw out an ellipse.
所以很清楚的，你要解释椭圆的每一个点很困难。
So it's very complicated to explain every point on the
ellipse. 你要解释1800预言很困难。
It's very complicated to explain 1,800
prophecies. 但有一件事我们知道， 它不管怎么样是围绕在两个焦点上。
But we know that it is encircling two foci.
如果这样的话，你就知道它是个天体的运动。
And that way you know that it is the movement of a heavenly body.
所以虽然有1800多个亿。
So even though there are 1,800, you see that they are encircling two centers.
两个中心,
what are these two centers? When you read the Bible, it's very clear. There are only two types of prophecies in the Bible. One group is relating to the Lord's first coming. And the other group is concerning the Lord's second coming. So of these 1,800,
if
you split them, it either concerns the first coming of the Lord, or it's focused on the second coming of the Lord.
所以现在我们就知道, 在旧约有一本书叫做但以理书。
You know that there is a book of Daniel in the Bible.
新约有一本书叫做启示。
There's a book of Revelation in the New Testament.
而当你读到但以理书的时候,
when you read the book of Daniel,
你看见大部分 主耶稣第一次要来的预言是围绕着那个焦点在那里转。
You see that most of the prophecies there are encircling the Lord's first coming.
那关于主第二次来,
and for the Lord's second coming,
你看见多半是围绕着启示录在那里转。
You see that most of them are the book of Revelation.
但是我再说的有几次。
But once again,
当你读但以理书的时候, 你就读到主耶稣第二次来。
When you read the book of Daniel, you also see the Lord's second coming.
当你读到启示录, 你也可以读到主耶稣第一次来。
And when you read the book of Revelation, you can also see the Lord's first coming.
所以你到底怎么来形容他呢?
So how do you describe this?
所以很清楚的, 不管这个预言是个天体的运动, 是圣灵的工作, 在历史中工作, 没有错。
So you see that this is the work of the Holy Spirit through history.
如果你注意他的轨迹,
if you notice,
trail, 你注意他的trail,
if you follow its trail,
那很清楚你看见说他是一个椭圆的运动。
You see that it is an elliptical movement.
因为只要是椭圆, 就证明它属天的。
If it is elliptical, it must be heavenly.
一定是两个焦点。
It has two focal points.
所以我再说第二次。 虽然1800多个亿,
so even though there are 1,800 prophecies,
它要么围绕着但以理书转,
they are either encircling the book of Daniel,
要么围绕着启示录转,
or encircling the book of Revelation.
很简单的来说,
but simply,
是围绕着这两个焦点在那转,
they are circling the two foci.
换一句话说, 是围绕着主耶稣第一次来跟主耶稣第二次来。
In other words, it is encircling the Lord's first coming and the Lord's second coming.
为什么呢? 你把神的工作把它综合起来,
if you combine the work of the Lord,
神就有两个大的工作。
God only has two major works.
一个工作就是2000年前,
one was 2,000 years ago.
道成肉身让主耶稣来到地上,
the Lord took upon flesh and came to this earth.
为我们挂在十字架上,
he was nailed on the cross.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们的主人堕落以后, 神做的最重要的一个工作。
This is the most important work of God after man fell.
但是不要忘记, 如果只有主耶稣第一次来,
but remember that if there is only the first coming,
我们罪的罪案, 我们所犯的罪, 终于得到解决。
The problem of our sins has already been dealt. We are no longer under the judgment of sin.
感谢主,
thank the Lord. And today we can even overcome the temptation of sin. And even though sin and the flesh are on our body,
但是我们可以胜过罪,
we can overcome sin.
但是问题在这里,
but we see that the presence of sin is still upon us.
罪的同在什么时候离开我们呢?
And when does the presence of sin leave us?
乃是主耶稣回来的时候,
that is when the Lord returns.
他不止回来,
he not only comes back,
他要迎接我们,
he will receive us.
我们身体要改变,
and our bodies will be changed.
要穿上荣耀的身体,
we will put on a glorious body.
到了那个时候, 我们就脱离了罪的同在。
And that day we finally depart from the presence of God.
所以讲到神的工作,
so when we talk about the work of God,
不要忘记, 主耶稣第一次来做我们的救主,
remember that the Lord came back, came the first time to be our Savior.
主耶稣第二次来是叫我们的身体能够得赎,
and in our second, and in his second coming, he wants our bodies to be
redeemed. 但是不止如此, 因为神要给我们看见, 神就是爱,
And God wants to show us that God is love.
但神不是烂好人，不是 goody goody.
But He is not a goody goody.
那个爱是有原则的爱。
That love has principle.
那个爱是不会违反神公义的爱。
That love will not go against His righteousness.
那为着满足这个爱。
And in order to fulfill this love.
所以神让主耶稣钉在十字架上。
God allowed the Lord Jesus to be nailed on the cross.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
舍不得我们挂在上。
He doesn't want us to be on the cross.
舍不得我们经过审判。
He doesn't want us to be judged.
结果愤怒的杖就落在他儿子的身上。
And the wrath of punishment was upon his son.
就成全了神的公义。
And it fulfilled his righteousness.
但是因为我们的主耶稣站在我们的位置上。
But because the Lord stood in our place.
我们是该死的。
We should have died.
结果我们没有死。
But we didn't die.
感谢主，神就是爱。
Thank the Lord, He is love.
所以这个爱是有原则的。
So this love has principle.
这个爱只有在十字架上我们才知道是完整完全的。
We see that this love is complete on
the cross. 那么是不是神爱我们？
Does God love us?
他就爱到一个地步就没有天堂就没有地狱了。
And He loves us to a point that there's no heaven and hell?
没有这件事。
No, that is not the case.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason,
我们还是要接受耶稣基督做救主。
We must receive the Lord Jesus as a Savior.
因为只有接受耶稣基督做救主，十字架爱在我们上才完全的达到了。
Because only when we receive Him as our Savior has His love.
这个叫做了爱的得胜。
This means love wins.
所以请记得，许多人误会了什么叫爱的得胜。
So unfortunately, many people misunderstood what love wins.
他们以为是神爱我们。
They thought that because God loves us.
神就爱我们到底，连我们犯罪都爱。
He loves us to the point that He loves our sins.
所以很多人误会神。
So many people misunderstood.
所以他们用彩虹来做他们的记号。
They use the rainbow to be their symbol.
他们告诉我们说。
They tell us.
神不会再审判人。
God will no longer.
不管怎么样，没有天，没有地狱，根本神爱我们，所以没有这些东西。
God will no longer judge us, and there is no hell.
所以你就要看见彩虹。
And all you need to see is the rainbow.
神不会审判人。
And God will not judge people.
这是大错特错。
But this is a great mistake.
你看见彩虹，证明神不再用水来毁灭人类。
The rainbow means that God will no longer use a flood to destroy people.
这不是告诉我们神不用火来毁灭这个旧天跟旧地。
But the Lord will use fire to destroy the old heaven and earth.
所以主耶稣第二次来的时候。
So the Lord's second coming.
给我们看见神是公义的神。
It will show us that God is a righteous God.
如果主耶稣没有第二次来。
If the Lord doesn't come the second time.
今天很多人就以为说爱得胜了。
Many people thought that love wins.
是爱我们连我们的罪都爱了，这是完全大错特错。
God loves us so much that He even loves our sins.
他的爱是原则的。
His love has principle.
他爱罪人。
He loves sinners.
但他恨罪人身上的罪。
But He hates that sin that is on sinners.
所以请大家记得，因着这个缘故，今天你看见预言不能是圆周运动。
So because of that, you see that the prophecies cannot be a circular.
如果预言是圆周运动的话，就有一个中心。
If it is a circular movement, it has only one
center. 那就告诉我们说，主耶稣两千年以前来的就好了。
That would mean that God came, the Lord came the first time, and that's enough.
所以最近有个牧师写了一本书叫《Love Wins》，叫的是爱的胜者。
Recently, a pastor wrote the book Love Wins.
他说爱我们。
He said God loves us.
根本人不会下地狱。
And he said that people will not go to hell.
神爱我们，你就要看见彩虹。
God loves us. Just look at the
rainbow. 你看见神爱我们。
You see that He loves us.
弟兄姊妹，格里汉已经九十几岁了。
Billy Graham is already in his 90s.
他不能不起来写一本书。
He has to write a book.
那本书的名叫 Here I Am.
It says Here I Am.
什么意思？告诉我们说，他绝对相信有天堂。也相信有地狱。
It shows us that he believes there's a heaven and a hell.
你慢慢看见许多人认为主耶稣不可能来。
You see that many people think the Lord Jesus can't come again.
所以不要忘记这个。许多人认为就是主耶稣来，他已经带着爱来的。
And people think that if the Lord Jesus comes back, he brings love.
但是不要忘记，主耶稣第一次来，他是神的羔羊。
But remember that the Lord Jesus was the Lamb of God the first time.
第二次来，他乃是犹大的使。
But the second time, he is the Lion of Judah.
他就是审判的主。
He is the God of judgment.
他要建立一个国度，是充满了公义，充满了公正。
He will bring in a kingdom that is filled with righteousness.
如果神没有公义的话，
If God doesn't have righteousness,
主耶稣就不用第二次来。
So The Lord doesn't have to come back
the second time. 为什么背十字架来跟随主？
Why do we carry our cross and follow the Lord?
为什么人打我们的脸，我们要转过另外一个脸？
Why do we have to turn the other cheek?
为什么我们走第二里路？
Why do we have to walk the second mile?
弟兄姊妹，你是学了功课。
You learned a lesson.
你流了眼泪。
You shed your tears.
神的公义在哪里？
But where's God's righteousness?
那个打你的人好像占了你很多的便宜。
It seems as if the person who hit you on the cheek has taken advantage.
但是不要忘了，凡是今天得着魂的要失丧魂。
But remember that anyone who gains his soul today will lose it.
凡是今天失丧魂的要得着魂。
And anyone who loses his soul will receive it.
为什么的？如果没有国度的话，
If there is no kingdom,
就没有公平。
There is no fairness.
为什么我们流泪？为什么背十字架？
Why do we shed tears and why do we carry the cross?
所以感谢主，主不是第一次来。
We thank the Lord that He not only comes the first time.He also comes the second time.
第一次来给我们看见神就是爱。
The first time he shows us that God is love.
第二次给我们看见神是公义的神。
The second time he shows us that he is the God of righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天